We have Tia with the Texoma Regional Blood Center. How are you today?
Good. Good. Enjoying the rain.
Enjoy the rain. It's nasty outside, isn't it?
Yes, but it's nice and cool.
Yes, it is. It is. And I could wear shorts today. So that's always a good thing when I'm able to wear shorts. So we got Tia in here with us this morning to talk about the blood shortage that we got going on here in Texoma. And Tia, what do we need to do to help?
Well, right now we're in critical need. It's been mostly O positive that we're in critical need of, but it's been across the board that we're out of everything. Normally, we keep about a 7-day supply of blood on our shelves. We have been down to less than 1-day supply. And that includes getting any blood supply from DFW. During the ice storm, it shut everything down, including our biggest blood centers in DFW. So there was no collections made for that entire period, which left everybody out of blood. With that being said, we have no blood if there's any emergencies at our hospitals. If there's any blood needed for surgeries, we don't have anything to offer at the moment. So that becomes a big crisis for our area because all of our blood here that's collected here goes to our local hospitals. That includes TMC. We provide all the blood for TMC, all the blood for Wilson and Jones. So all of our 5 local hospitals here, all the blood comes straight from us.
So is there any other hospitals that you help provide blood to?
We do Munster Memorial. We do Baylor Scott and White, Wilson and Jones, TMC. We do their air evac as well. Bonham TMC. And then I think I've got them all.
That's me trying to remember my kids' names. It's like, oh, this little blah, 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 blah.
You have to count it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. This is Tia with the Texoma Regional Blood Center. So what are the requirements to be able to donate blood? Of course, I know all of our loyal Katy Country listeners probably be able to go by and donate at the blood center.
Our requirements have changed recently. In the past, it's been a little bit stricter for our guidelines as far as FDA's concerned. But we have loosened those restrictions starting February 1st. When you come in now, you answer your own questions. We ask you some questions about your medication. So you want to know what medications you're taking just in case. The biggest thing is a lot of people have a misconception that you cannot donate if you have diabetes. That is untrue. You can donate if you're diabetic. So the requirements are pretty lenient. As far as heart conditions, you want to make sure that you don't have any heart conditions if you're donating, just due to the staffing that we have.
What if you're bald? Can you donate if you're bald?
Well, most people can except for you, Zach.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know if I'm ever allowed back over there. I showed up one time in a Speedo and that was it. Oh, and cowboy boots.
Yes.
I was wearing that.
Yes,
yeah. Absolutely. They politely said, hey, Zach, that's funny, but we need you to put a shirt on.
If you put some clothes on, we might let you back in.
This is Tia with the Texoma Regional Blood Center hanging out with us this morning. So it is Valentine's Day. So what a great way for folks to show love to our community by donating some blood. So do you have any blood drives that are happening today or tomorrow, or do you just want the Katy Country listeners to come by and see you at the blood center?
You can come by the office and donate since right here on Texoma Parkway. A lot of our blood drives right now are at the high schools.
Okay.
So any of the high schools that are in your area, the majority of them are open to the public, so you can go to those. We are offering right now, during this week, if you donate, we have what was donated to us is tickets for the Texas Rangers in the owner's box.
Whoa!
So that'll be one person and 9 friends.
Nice.
That will be able to go to that May 3rd game for the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Rangers.
The hated Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yes.
Because we're Ranger fans here in Texoma.
Absolutely. And that includes the VIP parking. So we do that for Melita, who is big in our area. And she does a blood drive for us every year. This is her 10th year. So it's kind of a big thing this week.
All right, Tia, anybody needs information, what's the website, phone number they can call you?
You can look up Texoma Regional Blood Center right at the top. You can click on Find a Blood Drive. You can contact me directly at tjones@texomablood.org. I will answer any questions that you have or any concerns, or you can just give us a call at the office and we'll answer any questions that you have.
All right, well, Tia, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.